interpretations is to bring about a reversal whereby the self is no longer at the center, but the Lord is, or the Word is. That's what the story is about. And while we understand the Word in a way that is limiting of what is spiritual, so we understand it naturally, that has to be dealt with. And we pick up so much from others, you know, what we've been taught by others. In all sincerity, that's how it works. But we have to come to a point where we test what we've been taught. We have to come into what is our own so far as doctrine is concerned. You can't rely on somebody else's experience of or understanding of doctrine. You have to develop your own. And you can only do that through practicing the Word. You know, so even relying, you know, I believe it because Swedenborg said it. This won't cut it. Won't cut it. It's historical. That was Swedenborg's experience. What's your experience of it? You know, how's it being lived in you? That's what's important. And what's offered through the heavenly doctrines is a way of framing all that. But it's describing processes, not things we have to nail to the mast. It describes things in a way whereby if you enter into the process, you can be supported. That's the critical thing. So, you know, natural religion is all about conformity, getting everyone to think the same. Not everybody thinks the same way, but in terms of what's expressed externally, there's a conformity element, which is very powerful. And if you start to experience something different, that's like the garment being stripped because it doesn't fit with the party line necessarily. And it has to be recast and re-understood. And once it starts getting understood in the light of a process, it can look very strange to a mindset that's not process-focused. And that's the temptations. That's the struggles. And to us as well, you know, to our own historical understanding, a spiritual understanding or a process-orientated understanding is a scary thing because it doesn't seem to fit. And it's not until we start to see the illustration in our life that start to become more stable in the idea of being in a process which is constantly shifting and changing, you know, as opposed to having a rigid structure that we subscribe to.